I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Several city councillors are writing to Ontario Premier Doug Ford and the office of Toronto Mayor John Tory to oppose the introduction of the strong mayor system. Bill 39, called the Better Municipal Governance Act, allows Tory to pass legislation without a majority vote from city council. In a letter from 15 city councillors, it reads that the council asked Ford to allow them time to assess the strong mayor system prior to its implementation. Further, the letter states that the council did not have time to debate or consult with residents on this fundamental change to municipal government procedures. These are the 15 of 25 councillors who signed the letter: Amber Morley, Gord Perks, Anthony Peruzza, Mike Cole, Alejandro Bravo, Asuma Malik, Diane Sachs, Josh Matlow, Chris Moyes, Paula Fletcher, Jay Robinson, Shelley Carroll, Lily Chang, Michael Thompson, and Jamal Myers. Ward 12 Toronto St. Paul's councillor Josh Matlow continues to be openly critical of Tory's acceptance of the strong mayor powers. On November 23rd, Matlow questioned Tory about the system and how it negatively affects the democratic process.
I sought the advice of the clerk as to how appropriately to do so, and I stand on a point of privilege. Because without revealing it to the public during the election, or in any consultation with your colleagues who are also duly elected by the people of Toronto, you impugned the privilege of this assembly. By requesting that Premier Ford provide you undemocratic minority rule powers that are unprecedented in any democratically elected body anywhere in the world. The remedies that I propose that you take immediately to address the way that this assembly has been impugned, this assembly's privilege has been impugned, is that you, Mayor Tory, bring this matter, Bill 39, to the first possible council agenda so that we can finally, as your fellow elected representatives, have an opportunity to discuss this. And second, that you stand in your place now, at long last, and declare that you are rescinding your request for these undemocratic powers, and that you work with us, your fellow elected colleagues, and request that Premier Ford stop Bill 39. Thank you.
Tory responded to Matlow, saying that a report on the strong mayor system is forthcoming. Since the meeting, Matlow continues to tweet about his opposition to Tory's increased powers. One particular thread pointed out the hiring of a new city manager without the consultation or approval of City Council. Councillor Matlow tweets that the city manager is now essentially just an employee of the mayor. CGRU reached out to Councillor Matlow for comment and are awaiting a response. The strong mayor system was first proposed by Premier Doug Ford over the summer to give cities like Toronto and Ottawa the opportunity to pass legislation without majority of council votes.
I just think that being the mayor of Toronto or Ottawa, or any mayor, they're accountable for everything. But they have the same single vote as a single councillor. And no matter if it's a good decision or a tough decision that they make, they have to be accountable, and it just allows them the ability, not the power. I always say you have a tremendous amount of responsibility and ability to make the appropriate changes.
So will the under the strong mayor, will they have a veto? Will the mayors of Toronto and Ottawa have a veto power over council, or will they be just?
We'll get into the details later, but yes, similar to that, and two-thirds of the council can overrule the mayor, but we'll get more into the in-depth once everything goes through there.
Giving Tory expanded powers was heavily criticized by several city councillor candidates in the lead-up to the Toronto election this past October. Ottawa Mayor Mark Sutcliffe told the media this week that he will not use the strong mayor powers in council. Tory said that he is determined to end political gridlock of the past on key issues affecting the city, with affordable housing being on the top of his list. More details to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.